The Census of Marine Life is a 10-year, $1 billion global effort to take stock of the biodiversity of the world's oceans. It is an immense task involving research teams around the globe to explore the largely unknown undersea world. A recent expedition to probe the region off Canada's Arctic coast has revealed surprising biological diversity in one of the most extreme environments on the planet. The Canada Basin is a world kept with ice. 45 scientists from the United States, England, Russia, and China explored this vast and remote area on a 30-day expedition in June and July aboard the U.S. Coast Guard icebreaker Healy. Chief scientist and University of Alaska marine biologist Rolf Gredinger says the 24-hour Arctic summer daylight allowed teams to work in shifts, deploying scuba divers, remote-operated vehicles, and photo platforms. They collected samples and recorded what they saw from the surface to the ocean floor.
And what we saw was just stunning. I mean, whether the ROV was in the water or whether it was down at the sea floor, we saw all the diversity of life down there, and so that was an extremely useful tool for our objectives to make an inventory of life of the Canada Basin. But it goes down to only about 8,000 feet, and part of the stations were even deeper. And for this purpose, we had also a digital camera platform that can be lowered to depth below 11,000 feet.
Rolf Gredinger says the life they found beneath the ice was surprisingly abundant and diverse, from the tiniest bacteria and small crustaceans to fish.
We also saw dozens of different species of jellyfish, and we saw various other fish close to the seafloor. And on the seafloor, actually, we saw many sea cucumbers, we saw bristle worms, we saw sea stars. And it's not only that there are various different species, it's also they are very colorful, partially.
Were some of these new to you, that you had never seen before, or perhaps even new species that have never been described before?
Actually, you are absolutely right. I mean, many of these species were new to us, but some of the species were actually new for the region. They have never been observed for the Canada Basin. But we are pretty convinced that some of the specimens that we collected, some of the specimens that we saw on the video recordings or on the photographs, are actually new to science. And having that experience during an expedition, not only once, but we are pretty convinced that we have at least 7 new species discovered during this cruise.
Were you surprised about the diversity and the density and the range of species that you saw, where you saw them?
I was very surprised. And seeing these video feeds and the pictures down from the seafloor and seeing all this diversity down there and the high abundances, I remember our benthic colleague Ian McDonald from Texas A&M University told me on some of the pictures he saw 70, 80, 90 sea cucumbers within one picture frame. And these are very high densities at very deep locations. That was really unexpected to us.
The research is part of the Census of Marine Life, which began documenting ocean biodiversity in 2000. Ron Odor, chief scientist for the 10-year effort, says the Arctic information helps us better understand the impact of human activity on ocean ecosystems.
We are, in fact, essentially colonizing the ocean. The oil companies move further and further offshore looking for oil. We are fishing in some of the most distant places in the sea. There are major fisheries on seamounts around the world, and so people are becoming more and more reliant on the resources of the ocean, but we don't know enough about them to manage them.
Rolf Gredinger agrees. He says Arctic sea ice cover has declined 3% every decade since 1979, and research can provide baseline data to document global climate change.
And the question arises, what will be the biological impact of that, of the warming of the Arctic Ocean, of the shrinking of the sea ice cover? We really need to go into the regions and take samples and bring them home and analyze the diversity of life in these regions very carefully. That was not done to the extent that we can answer that question. What do we find right now in the Arctic and make a comparison maybe in 10 years, 20 or 30 years from now, what kind of change was observed?
The Census of Marine Life plans future expeditions to the Arctic and will coordinate similar work in Antarctica, projected to begin in December 2007. For a closer look at the undersea Arctic world from the U.S. Coast Guard icebreaker Healy, log on to their internet website at www.comml.org. I'm Roseanne Skirball.